So here I am doing something that really, really annoys me, and Claire has asked me to make a complaint about it to the right place instead of ranting about it, which I always do. But of course, even doing this isn't complaining about it to the right place. But I'll tell you what I'm doing, and some of you out there might recognise it. So I've got 10,000 pictures in my iPhoto library, or more than 10,000, and of course eventually it becomes unmanageable. So what you want to do is you want to avail yourself of the function in iPhoto to burn off DVDs of your pictures to store them somewhere sensible in a format that you can get at a later date and you can access your pictures. Now, a few years ago I tried this when I'd got up to about 20,000 pictures in my library, and I tried to burn these DVDs, and it completely failed every single time. And I wasted DVD after DVD and eventually gave up in disgust. And there was no error message or no information whatsoever to tell me why it was failing. And I found out the hard way, because what happened is I was forced then to try and copy off all the pictures manually. And that requires you to go into the folder structure on the Mac where iPhoto... That's my son rustling his sherbet lemons. So in order to, if you can't do it via iPhoto, what you resort to is to try and do it via the folders. So what you do is you go into the iPhoto folder structure, and the first thing you notice is that copying files that way, to, let's say, to grab a whole set of photos and put them on a hard disk, is completely unfeasible, because the first thing you notice is that iPhotos, in its little self-organizing wisdom, stores every single image in practically its own folder. Well, I'm exaggerating. Every time you do an event, which is you download some pictures, it considers that a separate folder, and it has a folder structure. I think that's based around days. So when you look in the folder structure, you've got months and then days with their folders. A folder for each day, and in there whatever pictures you stored for the day. So you can start to imagine that trying to go into every single folder, copy out on one day 3 and next day 30 pictures into a big universal folder, which you can then stick on a hard disk, is going to take you the rest of your life. So you pretty much give that up. Then you realize one way of doing it is to drag everything from your iPhoto library. So you go to open iPhotos and you just grab handfuls from inside iPhoto and chuck them into a folder, and that works. But the problem you've got then, which you don't know about, but it eventually becomes evident, is you get conflicts. And it says, for example, an image named, IMG_3902 already exists in this location. And then when you go and do a check, you find that actually those two images, although they have the same name, are actually different. And the reason they're different is they're probably taken with a different iPhone. Could even be the old iPhone you took the first lot with, and your new iPhone has a different set of numbers altogether. Now, the problem here is that iPhotos, because it stores everything neatly in its own little day-by-day folders, has no way of knowing that some of the things it puts in folders, if you draw them out and put them together in the cold light of day, have the same file name. And iPhotos never knows that bit, because it never comes across that problem until, I discovered, you try to burn it to a DVD, at which point it conflicts. But iPhoto isn't programmed to tell you that. It just keeps failing to burn because the system, your Macintosh OS 10 or whatever it is, can't burn the DVD, because there's a file conflict with two things with the same name. But iPhoto can't tell you that, so it just keeps wasting discs and keeps failing to burn them. So now I'm sitting here having to rename manually hundreds and thousands of images which happen to have had the same name, because they've either come in from earlier iPhones which use the same consecutive numbering system and therefore result with file names the same. I'm having now to manually rename those in order to preserve my photographs and save them for posterity. And you wonder why I hate anything to do with iTunes and iPhotos. That's exactly why it is. It sucks.